I will not listen to what is not beneficial. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I will not listen to what is not beneficial. I have that choice. I have that opportunity. I have that wisdom within me to only listen to that which is beneficial. How do I only listen to that which is beneficial? How do I only hear that which is beneficial to me? All the time going on in my life, all the time going on in my world, are all sorts of interesting thoughts, interesting ideas, interesting concepts that are continually crossing the threshold of my mind. And as these thoughts cross the threshold of my mind, I am able to be the guardian and say, come, or not now, no, maybe not ever. But I have the privilege, I have the responsibility, I have the opportunity to say yes or no to whatever I allow across the threshold of my mind. If I say to myself, all that is going to be ever in my consciousness is that which is true and good and beautiful, that which is noble, that which is wonderful, that which is beneficial, then that's what I'm going to experience. I will not listen to what is not beneficial. I have that choice. I have that opportunity. That is me. And if that is me, that is a very responsible thing. Now, I have a lot of people coming into my world saying all sorts of things about their problems because they call me a practitioner. I have people coming into my world saying all sorts of things because they think that I'm a minister. They come into my world and say all things to me because they think I'm a philosopher. They come into my world and they say all sorts of things to me because they say I have the ability to make changes. I have the ability to put things to right. I have the ability to see the truth and the only truth, the only reality, the only rightness of what there is. Yes, I will not listen to what is not beneficial. Now, if anyone comes to me and says, Herb, I have a problem, and I immediately say to them, well, what is it you would like to have take place in your life? What is it that you would like to see manifest in your world right now? And they say, well, I have a problem. My problem is this. And I say, now, just a minute. I don't listen to problems. I don't know anything about problems. I only know about solutions. Now, do you want a solution or do you want to just live in the mire of your problem? Do you want to just live in the unhappiness of your problem? What sort of thing do you want to do? What sort of a world do you want to live in? Well, they say, I've got to tell you my problem or else you won't understand. And I say, I can be of no benefit to you. If you tell me your problem, I am going to see you in that problem. I'm going to see that as the truth for you. I'm going to see that as your reality, as that which you consider very important, as that which you consider to be your allness. Now, is that what you want? Well, no, but I have to tell somebody my problem. I have to get it off my chest. I have to get it off my mind. I have to get it off my back. I have to tell somebody. And I say, well, please don't tell me. Don't tell me. I have not a sympathetic ear. I will not feel sympathy for you, to feel sorry that you have the problem that you want to tell me so badly. I will not feel sorry that you have the concern in your life that upsets you so much. But it's my child, it's my husband, it's my wife, it's my world, it's my job, it's everything, it's my family. What am I going to do? And I said, well, what is the truth about the situation? What is the truth about your son? Is he a good person? What's the truth about your husband? Is he successful at his business? What is the truth about your husband? Is he a wonderful father and a wonderful husband? What is the truth about your family? What's the truth about your world? What's the truth about everything? What's the truth about it? What is the truth about it? What is beneficial about it? Now, if a child makes a mistake and you say, well, forever, you are bonded by that mistake and you're going to be held to that mistake all of your life, no matter whatever happens, you're going to be known by that mistake. You're going to be known by what you did wrong. And I will not listen to what is not true. I will not listen to what is not beneficial. I will not listen to it, because I will not continue that terrible experience that that person had in their heart, in their mind, in their life, just because it happened. That's past now. I'm living in the present. Do you want wholeness or do you want illness? Do you want right action or do you want problems? What do you want in your life? What do you want in your life? What do I want in my life? I will not listen to what is not beneficial. I will not listen to what is not true. What is true and beneficial are the same thing. If I can say to myself, I like me, I like me, I like me, and outwardly I am having a terrible time and I'm having difficulty liking myself, then you might say, well, the truth is that I don't like me. And that is an experience that you're going through, that you don't like yourself. That's okay. You don't like yourself. That's an experience you're going through. But is that the truth? Is that what you want to always be about yourself? And the answer, hopefully, is no for you. The answer is that no one wants to be unhappy. No one wants to be filled with fear and anxiety. No one wants to have problems again and again and again. But we will have problems again and again and again as we name them and claim them, as we empower them, as we think about them, as we give them the right to live by our thought. Any thought that wants to get into my mind had better be a true thought and a beautiful thought and an uplifting thought and a wonderful thought, or else it doesn't have any chance to come into my house. It doesn't have any chance to come into my world. It doesn't have any chance to come into what I'm experiencing. When people come to me and they say, you know, Herb, I have the most wonderful family in the world, I say, oh, you are so blessed. You are thinking good thoughts about them. You are knowing good thoughts about them. You're knowing only that which is true about them. Oh, well, they have their faults. Oh, come on now. Come on now. You have the most wonderful family in the world, and yet you want to say they have their faults? Don't give their faults, if they exist or not, one moment's thought of yours. Always only think about the things that they're doing that are great and good and beautiful and wonderful. Empower that which you wish to be empowered. Empower that which you wish to know is empowered. If someone says to you, can you help me with this problem? And you say, I'm glad to work with you. What would you like to do? And you don't hear the word problem. And they say, well, I don't understand how to do this particular thing on the computer. Can you give me a hand to think about it? Sure thing. Now, for me, I always say, let's start at the beginning. And if you start at the beginning, then you have a good opportunity of having it be perfect from start to finish. But if you start in the middle of misunderstanding, then you're working on misunderstanding and you're not working on the original purity and integrity of the circumstance that you want to learn. So, you want to learn about this computer circumstance. So, you put the thought in mind. Now, what do I do first? Well, first, I turn off the computer. I shut down the computer. I make it blank. I let it return to its original purity and integrity. I let the computer sort of recycle itself and take care of all of its own little inconsistencies. And so then, after a few moments, or maybe after a cup of coffee, I turn on the computer. And when I turn on the computer, It says, oh, I'm a happy computer. I'm so happy. Everything works in me. And it rings and it bings and the bells and whistles go off and it says, yes, everything is wonderful. And then you say, okay, now, I want to work out this computer circumstance. And this is a new program I'm learning. Now, the program works for lots and lots and lots of people, and it works just perfect for lots and lots and lots of people. So, therefore, why shouldn't it work for me? The only reason it wouldn't work for me, if I don't start from a clean slate, like lots and lots of people have it starting from a clean slate. That's the first one of the programs that they're putting on their computer, and it's from a new beginning. And there's not a lot of things that say, hey, we got some other programs going here. You just say, hey, this is a new program, and I have turned off my computer, and I've turned it back on again, and I've brought everything back into balance. And then, step by step, you go through the program. Because every computer, every system has its program. And you go by step through the program. And as you go step by step, you say, ah, oh, yeah, that's how it works. How nice. Yeah. Oh, hey, that's interesting. Oh, this is another aspect of that program I want to look into later. But right now I'm going into the basics, the sound foundation basics. It's as though I know nothing about it. I'm being addressed brand new. I'm putting on this brand new thing. I've just taken a shower. I got myself all cleaned up. I'm putting on clean clothes. I'm putting on my clean shoes and my clean socks and my clean everything. And I am just ready. And people look at me, oh, you look ready to do anything. You're all cleaned up and just beautiful. Well, that's what we want our computer to do. Be all cleaned up and beautiful. And the computer doesn't know can't or not. It only knows to do. And so I will not listen to any thought that is not beneficial to my succeeding in doing that program. So I learned the program. And as I go through the program likes to talk to me. It likes to say, now, would you like more information on this area of your program? Would you like more area on that area of your program? And it comes up in a light blue, which means that you can click it and it'll link you to a few paragraphs or an article about that area of the program if you are unfamiliar with it. Of course, if you're already familiar with it, then you don't have to go there. But sometimes it pays to take each little link step as you go along, not be in such a big rush, but take each little link step and see what it has to say. And realize that perhaps here's some more information that would be helpful to make you understand and make you feel comfortable in working on the new program that you're establishing on your computer. Now, step by step, step by step, each little step leads me to a fuller, deeper, more significant understanding of what I'm doing and where I'm going and what I want to accomplish. And as I do each little step, I feel happy. I feel satisfied. I feel fulfilled. And I know that, hey, I really didn't get that last step properly. I didn't go slow enough to do it exactly the way it says to be done. Most of us in our computer, we want to turn it on and press a button and have the whole thing go zippity-doo-dah, and we don't realize that before we shut the computer off, we had put some other things in there. We had gone to another program, and so when we open it up, we're going to open it up to that other program, and it's not going to be the program we're working on now. We want to start fresh from the bottom, fresh from scratch, do everything right from the beginning, and lovingly, gently do it. If I say to myself, this is trouble, this is a problem, I will not listen to what is not beneficial. I will not listen to what is not true. It's not a problem. It's just a function. If a problem were there at all, at any time, it might have been in the first thought of the first thinker of that first idea about that program. And he didn't consider it a problem at all. She didn't consider it something difficult. They just did it and were glad about it. And when they did it, they were happy with how they had done it. I will not listen to what is not true. And what is true is the program functions. Other people can do it and do it beautifully. I can too. I have a computer adequate to the task, and I can do whatever it is I want to do. Our mind is adequate to the task of living through any circumstance in life. And the circumstance is a circumstance. And others have lived through it. Others have done beautifully with it. Others have found that the truth is the success of doing whatever I choose to do. And when I make my life the total picture of success and happiness and right action and peace and truth, when I make my life that symbol of what I believe and what I know to be truth, then everything I do will be the fulfillment of whatever it is that I have in my mind, whatever I know is true. Whatever I know is beneficial, because that's who I am, and that's what life is, and that's what all is. And that's all that matters, is that I do that which is beautiful and good and wonderful now and always. That's where I'm at, and that's where you're at. And if I want to be there, all I have to do is say, that's who I am, and I love me very much, and I will listen to each little step and follow it diligently. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.